This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is using stark language about the possibility of Russia using tactical nuclear weapons following massive setbacks in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the risk of nuclear Armageddon is the highest in 60 years since the Cuban Missile Crisis. At a Democratic fundraiser yesterday with no cameras present, he said he knows Vladimir Putin fairly well, and his Russian counterpart was not joking when talking about using tactical nukes. Putin himself said last month it was not a bluff. It's unclear if President Biden was citing any new assessment of Russian intentions hours earlier.
We don't assess that President Putin has made a decision to use nuclear weapons at this time.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's top spokesman, said there is no information that would lead the U.S. to change its strategic deterrence posture. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, in the this year's Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to jailed Belarus rights activist Alice Baliatsky, the Russian group Memorial, and the Ukrainian organization Center for Civil Liberties. Berit Riis-Andersen, chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, said the judges wanted to honor, quote, three outstanding champions of human rights, democracy, and peaceful coexistence. The announcement represents a strong rebuke to Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose invasion of Ukraine has outraged the international community and highlighted his authoritarian rule. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Relatives grieving a staggering loss are laying flowers at a daycare center in rural northeastern Thailand, where a fired police officer slaughtered dozens of people, including children as young as two who were napping. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
We were very shocked. It's like our heart is broken many pieces.
Pranita Prawana says her nephew was only 2 years and 11 months old when he was killed at his daycare center. She's sitting with her sister-in-law and mother as they await news of a visit by the King and Queen of Thailand. Government officials in white uniforms are laying wreaths at ceremonial tables in front of the center's main door as a faded Thai flag flies at half-mast. They're followed by weeping family members who gather their hands in prayer before placing white flowers on the wooden floor. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Residents in Florida who evacuated because of Hurricane Ian go home to mud, rubble, and other devastation as the death toll from the storm surpasses 100. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Some residents of Florida's Barrier Island starting to return. Alan Bickford dealing with a thick layer of stinky muck covering the floors of his Pine Island home.
The outpouring of help is just amazing.
Joe Kutzko says it's just him and his elderly parents, so he's doing all the cleanup and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, 30 years of my life gone.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness's Beth Hatch says the emotional toll is immense.
People don't really know where to begin, so we need that. We need that hand-holding.
Temporary repairs to the causeway connecting Pine Island were done Wednesday. Fixing the Sanibel Island causeway could take until late October. I'm Julie Walker.
Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been set free following the end of his prison sentence for contempt of court, the government department said on Friday. Zuma received a 15-month sentence last year after he ignored instructions to participate in a corruption inquiry. He handed himself in July 7th last year, triggering the worst violence South Africa had seen in years. Zuma was released on medical parole in September 2021. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden says the risk of nuclear Armageddon is at its highest risk since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. As Russian officials speak of the possibility of using tactical nuclear weapons after suffering massive setbacks in the 8-month invasion of Ukraine. For more news, follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.